Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Are you aware of what happened when the Rams left St. Louis? It's not as if they did this thing and they said, listen, it's been great in St. Louis, but we want to make more money, so we're going to move to L.A. Do you understand what Stan Kroenke and the NFL did to my city in the wake of them leaving the Rams leaving to go to L.A.? Are you aware of how this went down at all?
You just picked the NFL. You just said the NFL, so why even pick another team?
A great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Tom Ackerman, that was Michelle Smallman, who I guess worked in radio in St. Louis for a while, from Belleville on ESPN now.
Yeah, Michelle was a producer at 101 for a long time and then became a great co-host there and then moved on to ESPN's morning show, and she did great. I mean, she defended St. Louis exactly how we want it. Do not slander St. Louis. Do not poke us. Do not poke us.
The guy was mad because she said she was abandoning the Rams. She was looking for another team. And he said, why can't you still support the Rams?
Well, she's an idiot.
Do you understand what they did to St. Louis?
That guy's an idiot, and she straightened him out. And so it's just that simple. Do your homework and understand what happened. It's not that hard. And so she straightened him out, and I loved it. I actually thanked her for that very. Yes, I did. Michelle's awesome. Michelle and I co-host the USBWA Awards at the MAC right after the Final Four, the big college basketball awards ceremony. So it's always good to see her when she comes in. But yeah, she lives in New York now and reps St. Louis, and I love it. I absolutely love what she did there.
She said, Gus, are you married? Gus is like, yeah, I'm married. Well, what if your wife left you and then badmouthed you all over town, like telling all the other women you don't ever want to have anything to do with Gus? Would you ever get back with her?
You can't reason with someone like Gus. Like Gus. Gus called in with a point. Yeah.
This is Gus. Don't be like Gus. It's like one of those little memes or something that you see.
Okay. Thanks, Gus.
Yeah, that's how we feel about staying Kroenke around here.
Thanks for playing, Gus.
So since we talked the other day, I went to the game last Thursday, the day game, where they won. The Cardinals have shown some signs of life, haven't they?
Unbelievable day yesterday. So yesterday at about 2-3 a.m., there's a water leak at their hotel. The players' floors, a pipe burst. So they actually had to evacuate the hotel. Not everybody, but anybody who was on that floor, because the hallway was already getting wet. So they got everybody out of the hotel. They had to take their bags down 28 flights of stairs. They're walking down the stairs. Eric Fetty is one of those players. He's starting the game that day. Again, this is like 3 a.m. So Fetty, this is a smart move on his part. He decides, I can't carry bags with two hands. I'm a starter today. I can't wear my right arm out, like lugging this suitcase down. So he carries it in his left hand, and Lucan Baker offers to take his bag downstairs. Meanwhile, they're all in the lobby trying to figure out what's next. At about 4 a.m., they disperse and they send and relocate some guys to another hotel. So they get, you know, an hour or two of sleep. Arenado has a suite at the hotel. He calls Nootbaar and Pedro Páez. He's like, get up here. You stay in my suite. So they slept on the couch. And they're like, you know, they couldn't sleep. So nobody could sleep. So they all show up groggy and upset and, you know, everything that happened. Kyle Gibson goes and buys coffee, takes coffee orders, aww, comes back with somehow 12 cups of coffee, like balances them on this carrier. And, you know, they all get a laugh out of it. And then they go out and they don't look very good against the Twins. They're down 2-1 in the ninth inning. Donovan hits a ball that looks like a game-ending double play, and whoops, the Twins throw it into the outfield. So now the Cardinals have second and third with one out in the top of the ninth inning. Pham strikes out. It's down to Nootbaar. Mr. Nootbaar, who slept on the couch with probably one of, you know, how you sleep on those beds that fold out and the bar is on your back.
Exactly.
You know? He, game-winning hit. To left, drives in two, Helsley closes it out in the ninth, and the Cardinals win 3-2. It's one of those days that you look back and say, how did we pull that off? I don't know. But whatever it takes at this point, they get a big win. It picks them up a game in the wild card standings. Now, there's a tall mountain to climb here, not much time left. You're 10 out in the division, 5 out in the wild card. But those are the kind of games you have to steal. So now Mike Schilt and the Padres come in for 4, starting tonight. And they are the second wild card team. So you got to keep chipping away and do the best you can. Try to pull out a win here. You know, there's no more excuses or anything. They haven't made any, I don't think. They just have not played well. They have not had consistent offense. It's time to get down to it.
Well, go ahead, Mark.
No, I'm just going to say, I wonder if Schilt has a little extra motivation to win.
I'm sure he has emotions about coming back here, you know, on top of that. Of course, he wants to win, and he's going to say, I just want, you know, I want the Padres to win. But I think deep inside, and he will probably acknowledge this when they talk to him today, is that, yeah, you know, you walk through the door at Busch Stadium where you reported to for many years, both as a minor league instructor, you wanted to be part of the, and a minor league manager wanted to be part of it. He became a major league manager, got let go. That stays with you. I'm sure it's emotional for him coming through, but he's got a really nice team. He's got a lot to focus on right now, a chance to get the Padres back into the playoffs.
I saw there was a blow to the Cardinals, and that was that Wilson Contreras is now on the injured list.
Really tough. You know, he breaks it, and it wasn't the pitcher's fault. Just pitch got away from him, up and in, hits him in the right hand of all things. So left hand would be bad. Right hand's really bad because that's his throwing hand. So he has a broken middle finger on his right hand, and I don't know. I mean, you just don't know if he can come back from something like that. He's already broken his arm, came back miraculously from that, but it takes a while for, you know, a broken finger to heal up.
I was going
to
say, how many weeks would you think an injury would put you out?
You know, a month left in the season. So, yeah. You know, you got to think that it's really down to Pedro Páez and Ivan Herrera, a couple of young guys, to hold this thing down and finish it off. But most importantly, because Páez has played a pretty good catcher, is that someone's going to have to pick up the slack in the middle of the order. And there haven't been a lot who've been able to contribute offensively. I can think of two that have been great all year, Mason Winn and Alec Burleson. Everybody else has got to pick it up.
We need one of those 20-game win streaks.
That'd be great.
Would be good.
They had 17 a couple of years ago.
I remember that. I went to one of those games.
17.
That was such a hot game, but it was so cool to be part of that. And I think the next game is where that winning streak ended, so I was so glad that I went to the one where they actually continued to win.
Yeah.
That was neat.
I've said this, I feel like, over and over and over again, but don't put this on Ollie Marmol. This is not the manager's problem. It is his problem, but it's not his fault. This is everybody. This is everybody from the top down, and especially players not executing, that has contributed to this. So we'll see what happens here moving forward, but it has been a tough year, and they've put themselves in a very tough spot. That said, yesterday was kind of fun. It was nice to see them walk away with a victory that they could sort of stole from the Twins, and now they've won back-to-back series beating the Brewers and the Twins.
Little adversity, and now Nootbaar has to sleep on a couch from now on to the end of the season.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Get him a couch as a gift.
Put it in front of his locker in the locker room. This is your couch. You sleep in here every night.
It's like the new Rally Squirrel. Here's your beat up cat. I'm sure if it's a nice hotel suite, it was maybe at least a little more comfortable rather than the springs that are, you know, you can feel every single spring
I'm
on
sure
your back that, and that bar
I'm
like
sure
you mentioned.
They could feel that. Yeah. This is a tough deal, but they still won.
They
found a way. They're just going to get some rest. I'd have them reporting maybe a touch later than normal or something like that today. Let them rest up and get back at it.
Tom Ackerman, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, my friend.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town, a dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.